Teda is one of the top ensembles playing Irish traditional music today. Formed in 2001, leader and fiddler Oisín McDermada says the popularity of the music is greater in some parts of the world than in others. A highlight for the group this year was traveling to Japan and Taiwan.
We played to about 40,000 people by the end of the tour, so it was a huge, huge experience for us. And just amazing to see how the people reacted to the music. I mean, there were so many people very eager to communicate with us. You know, after the show, you could discern their excitement and interest. So it was phenomenal.
On the North American tour, American guitarist and bouzouki player Sean Ernest is substituting for Teda's Irish guitarist. To him, it's a dream come true, having grown up listening to Teda albums and playing with them informally in post-show sessions.
I have a great job. My job is getting to go up on stage and play music for money in some cases with people that I idolize and enjoy their company. How often does that happen? I'm under no delusions. I'm a very lucky guy.
A member of a newly successful traditional Irish group called the Yanks, Sean Ernest looks to Teda founder Oisín McDermada as a role model.
He's a multi-instrumentalist. He has a sense of the ensemble sound as well as what he's doing. And I think it was a shrewd move indeed to invite the great Seamus Begley to join the band.
Seamus Begley comes from a musical family of 9 brothers and sisters from the Dingle Peninsula, County Kerry. In the 1950s, the siblings learned the musical profession by playing in the family's dance hall. Oisín McDermada says that Seamus Begley brings a lifetime of memorized material to the group.
Irish is his first language, and certainly when he's at home, you know, I don't think he speaks a hell of a lot of English to a lot of the people that he knows. Seamus will tell you himself, growing up in West Kerry, his main influence that he speaks about is one of his school teachers. So a lot of the Irish songs that Seamus sings came from that time. And then the other influence on him was through his mother and, you know, the radio, and radio coming in from the States.
They call me drifter, they say I'm no good, I never amount to a thing.
That's Seamus Begley singing the Marty Robbins country and western song Saddle Tramp on the new Teda album. Sean Ernest admires the Teda arrangement.
It's completely out of left field and from the traditional perspective, but, you know, it's well within Begley's ability, which seems to know no bounds. It's a triumph for the band to be able to take a song that couldn't conceivably be farther away from the Irish canon and make it dovetail into an album that is otherwise populated by almost exclusively straight-up traditional music. I think Teda has withstood the test of time and has been able to make the innate and inherent sounds of traditional Irish music appealing to markets that and listenerships that may not have originally come to Irish music, because they present it in a way that is both traditional and inventive at the same time. There's no sacrifice made. I think that's what's kept them at the top of the game for so long.
Teda will perform at the Richland Community Hall this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. I spoke with guitarist Sean Ernest and fiddler Oisín McDermada. For WMUK, I'm Kara Lawrence.